Okay, the next poem I'm going to read is called The Mistletoe Bough by Thomas Haynes Bailey. It's quite appropriate for this time of year, I think. Apparently, it was based on a legend that was attached to a lot of old country houses. It was written in song form by this Thomas Chappie in about the 1830s, and it became a really popular song for people to sing around Christmas. But this is just the poem form. I don't know the song version, and I won't be singing it. I will spare you that. Right then. The mistletoe hung in the castle hall. The holly branch shone on the oak wall. And the baron's retainers were blithe and gay, and keeping their Christmas holiday. The baron beheld with a father's pride his beautiful child, young Lovell's bride. And she, with her bright eyes, seemed to be the star of the goodly company. "I'm weary of dancing now," she cried. "Here, tarry a moment. I'll hide, I'll hide. And Lovell, be sure thou art first to trace the clue to my secret lurking place." Away she ran, and her friends began each tower to search, and each nook to scan. And young Lovell cried, "Oh, where dost thou hide? I'm lonesome without thee, my own dear bride." They sought her that night, and they sought her next day. And they sought her in vain when a week passed away. In the highest, the lowest, the loneliest spot, young Lovell sought wildly, but found her not. And the years flew by, and their grief at last was told as a sorrowful tale, long past. And when Lovell appeared, the children cried, "See! The old man weeps for his fairy bride." At length, an oak chest that had long lain hid was found in the castle. They raised the lid, and a skeleton form lay mouldering there in the bridal wreath of that lady fair. Oh, sad was her fate! In sportive jest she hid from her lord in the old oak chest. It closed with a spring and dreadful doom. The bride lay clasped in her living tomb.